The painter known as the Grand Old Man of Pop Art has passed away. Larry Rivers was 78. He died last night at his home in Southampton, New York. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Larry Rivers always brought a little swing to high art. As a kid, he wanted to be a great jazz man, not a painter.
I was named Yitzchok Loiser Grossberg, but I played in a nightclub when I was like 18, 19 years old, where some comedian thought it'd be very funny to say Larry Rivers and his Mudcats. So I was introduced as Larry Rivers. So the next job I went to, I used the name Rivers.
In the 1960s, Rivers played in a band with David C. Levy, who's now president and director of the Corcoran Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. He says that Rivers painted the way he played jazz, with determination and flair.
What you saw in his work was a constant experimentation with different kinds of ideas, different kinds of approaches.
When Rivers started painting in the 1950s, his colleagues were creating abstracts. Rivers chose to experiment with the human figure.
You have to understand how daring it was for a person who really wanted to make it, to hew to this belief in the figure and in the kind of classical techniques of painting.
Rivers tweaked the old masters and art world cliches. He thought heroic pictures of presidents were dopey. So for his breakout painting in 1953, Rivers depicted Washington crossing the Delaware. Rivers hoped that painting would shock the art world establishment. David Levy says it only partly succeeded.
If you look at that painting, and what you see in it is actually one of the things that Larry did experimentally, which was a kind of integration of abstract expressionist imagery with figurative imagery, and then all throughout this unbelievable draftsmanship. You know, you don't know where he got it from. I mean, that a guy should draw like that, it's unfair.
I think there was a certain spontaneity in my work. In other words, if no matter what I was doing, I wanted it to come off sort of quickly or without too much trouble. And as yet, I hadn't arrived to the point where I wanted things to look labored and that I really did a lot of hard work, which would be a reflection of a certain kind of good character.
In fact, Rivers reveled in his bohemian image. After he separated from his wife, he lived with his mother-in-law and his sons and painted satirical portraits of them, nude. He had a relationship with poet Frank O'Hara, although Rivers always thought of himself as straight. He dabbled in set design and starred in the experimental Jack Kerouac-Robert Frank film Pull My Daisy. He gained another kind of fame for his successful game show appearances, but he never enjoyed the success as a painter that some of his contemporaries did. It wasn't until Rivers was 78 years old that he saw his first major U.S. retrospective. One room is dominated by his 30-foot-long history of the Russian Revolution. David Levy.
People come to the door of that room, and they physically take in their breath. You know, they go, you know, because it's such a revelation to come through that door. And, you know, and Larry did it.
Rivers helped install the works at the retrospective. A week after it opened, he was diagnosed with liver cancer.
He will be seen more and more as one of the truly influential painters of the second half of the 20th century, and that many, many artists have looked at his work and grown from understanding it.
The Larry Rivers retrospective at the Corcoran Gallery of Art has been extended. It will run until the end of the month. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.